This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Now it's time to expand your horizons with your hosts Colin and Stu, who will introduce you to new music, films, books and places on Plains FM 96.9.
We got Rude Boy and Macho Man in the studio today. Your self-absorption
makes you messier. I mean, in my head, I'm just imagining us all dressed up as like pirates and just having people stare at us.
Yeah, I haven't even started on you yet.
Do you want me to say that you're right?
Well, he is right. So
yeah, thank you, BB. Thank you.
Tegan, have you heard of Monty Python before?
I've heard of him before.
Him?
Oh, no.
You've heard of him?
Oh no. I've dug myself a hole.
I've got a version that I do that's probably folked up, you know.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah,
even though I have folked these other... up, Stu, yeah, just yeah. In case.
I got that wrong, Tegan.
Yeah. Good one,
yeah. Stu. Shall we move on?
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons. You're on Plains FM 96.9. It's another lovely Saturday afternoon, early January in 2022, and you are listening to Cole, and over there on the desk, as always, is Stu. How are you going, Stu?
I'm good, thanks, Cole, and good afternoon, everyone. Yeah. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking some time in your summer holidays.
That's right.
You know, be down the beach with your boom box, or whatever they're calling them. What are they called?
Ghetto Blaster.
Ghetto Blaster.
I don't think it's a Ghetto Blaster.
No, I don't think it is either. No, well, people might be retro. They might have got it for Christmas.
It'll be a Yui Boom or something.
A Yui Boom or something like that. No advertising, though.
No. Now, last week on the show, we did some summer music, I think, believe.
Yep. We did the B-sides.
That's right, we did. Part two
of the B-sides, didn't we?
We did.
So people will remember way back in October, we did part one of the B-sides that were famous or popular, and then we did the second part of the show. So if you want to go to plainsfm.org.nz and you can have a listen to that show. And maybe if you dig around in Stu's collection of old shows, you might be able to find the original first one.
Yeah, in Stu's attic.
Stu's attic, yeah. Or basement.
Or in the garage. Yeah, that's right.
Or in the little bowl of things next to his spa.
Yep, they're around.
They're around somewhere.
And you can, yeah, get on to Apple Podcasts. You can find us for sure.
That'd be good. Yep. Hey, today, it's really exciting, right? Because when we do those B-sides, that was cool. But today we've got a band. Like a rule, this is the first band of the year.
That's right.
First band of 2022 in the studio. We have a Barbad. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Woo! Yeah, that's the first. Oh, sorry, I said that. Oh, wooed really loudly.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. I'm not hearing out of my left side of my ear now.
So it's wonderful to have a band in the studio, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about how you formed, how you know each other, where you play, what you play, why you play it, all that kind of thing. The who, what, when, where, why. Of Barbad. Mm. How's that sound? People just smiling at me like, yeah, being polite. All right, so enough of me. We should probably get on the platform, Stu.
We should do that, Colin. Yes, absolutely. Fire that up.
I have. Friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. My sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near.
Yeah, see, I was trying to help you out there, and you threw it back at me.
That's all right. I knew what I was
doing. And
then
you had two things planned at once.
I knew how to make a mess. I made it. All right, good afternoon. They're looking, Barbad are looking at us going, I don't know what we got ourselves in for here. We thought it was going to be professional, but it's not. It's not. So, good afternoon to you all. And before we go any further, shall we just have a quick round of all the people who are here? So everyone knows who will listen. And you can probably, what?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
See what I'm up against, can't you? Have a quick round of names and maybe the instruments that you're playing, because there's some not the normal instruments that we've seen in here. So, yeah. So, welcome, Barbad, and
Yeah, hi, my name is Ismail, and yeah, I'm from Iran. We are playing a couple of instruments with Barbad. I'm playing mostly percussion. The name of these instruments is daf. There's another one.
So here. Daf is a rather large... It's like a drum, isn't it? But it's a,
it's a drum, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it's got some... I noticed when you first got it out...
Chain at the back.
Yeah, it's got some chain at the back, which is pretty cool as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the instruments we're going to play. We have a tombak that is here. I'm playing with my fingers.
It's like a floor tom or something like that, is it? Would you say?
Tombak.
Tombak. Yeah, but it sits on the floor like a...
No. I'm going to just hold it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yep.
Yeah, and there is like... In Barbad, we are trying to mix up old and new music. So I have cajon here as well. So I'm playing cajon with some of the songs. And I can actually play sitar and sometimes we play some of the instruments.
I did notice we had a sitar over there. That's pretty cool. All right. We'll get to the sitar in a minute. Yep.
Yeah. Good afternoon, guys. My name is Mehrab and I'm playing guitar in the Barbad bands. Actually, I started playing guitar about 16 years ago, but after a while, you know, I stopped playing. But when I moved to New Zealand, you know, just I think some month ago, I saw an advertisement on the Facebook that there was a brand new guitar and it was really cheap.
Right.
Oh, you know, I just remember all of, you know, my stories and all of my, you know, things that, you know, when I was, you know, teenager and, you know, I play guitar. Yeah. So I started playing guitar and then, you know, I talked to Ismail and he asked me to join the Barbad and now I'm in the Barbad.
Is it a classical guitar?
Yes, it
is, right?
Yeah. So it's a classical guitar and I play classical, not
beautiful.
And you know, classical and a bit flamenco, but not, you know.
A bit of flamenco.
Yeah.
So is there a lot of flamenco music in Iran or you just like it?
No. Actually, there are some, you know, flamenco, you know, players, guitarists, but... And actually, we are going to, you know, they mix the Spanish and Persian music.
Nice.
Persian flamenco. Yeah, maybe, you know, we...
Yeah, we can talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be good. So people will be up and dancing.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
actually, with the red dressing.
Oh, is it? No worries. That sounds awesome. Right, so we'll hear some more about that. So over there, we have another acoustic.
My name is Mohammad.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Iran. I've been here around 7 years.
Right.
And I start to sing at bathroom.
Hey, that sounds cool. Yeah.
And I like it. And I'm
someone's gotta like it, don't they?
And I'm sing and play guitar at this group. I think I'm very lucky we have the disc group because we are very flexible and really I enjoy.
So I was going to say then, we'll do the last member and then we'll come back and I'll ask you a couple of more questions because I've got some questions now that you've said a bit. Yep. And sitar at the end there.
Yes, yeah. I'm so Liam.
Liam is talented, but it's hundreds of instruments, I can say.
I'm Liam, I'm from Christchurch,
right.
From Iran.
Right.
I've played guitar most of my life, but sort of the last 5 or 6 years I've been sort of developed an interest in learning different stringed instruments from around the world. So, for example, this is a Persian sitar.
It's a lot smaller, isn't it, than the normal Indian kind of sitar, right?
Indian sitar is much bigger. It's a completely different instrument, really. It's just it's the same name.
Okay.
I also played Indian sitar as well in other groups, but in this group I play Persian sitar, but I also have a Greek bouzouki, which is here.
Right.
And I'm borrowing an instrument from Afghanistan from a friend of mine, so an Afghan rabab, which is in the case here, which I'll also play.
So how difficult was it for you then to learn all these stringed instruments from other parts of the world?
Well, the thing is, with the internet, it's
right.
It's much, you know, easier than, say, 50 years ago. If you wanted to learn, you might really need to go to a teacher. But music from around the world is just so readily available these days that you can just, you know, I'd always listen to these instruments, so I was familiar with, you know, the how they should sound. And in playing guitar most of my life, it was sort of adjusting to new instruments as opposed to learning entirely new ones.
I was just going to say, is there a big crossover then?
Yeah, there's definitely techniques that carry over. You know, they're all essentially bits of wood with some string on, right. But they'll differ in your technique or maybe how the frets are arranged, the tunings. But, you know, it's sort of, you develop sort of a flexibility of being able to move between different instruments.
Yeah, and so you were saying just before that, like you were saying, you play in other instruments, in other bands. So do all of you play in a variety of different groups, or have you played in other groups, in other bands, before Barbet?
Well, I play in a few different groups in Christchurch. I played with like Indian instruments, Chinese instruments, and Indonesian instruments, and Spanish flamenco style groups. Mm. But at the moment, I've mostly been working with Barbet.
Barbet, so. Right? Yeah.
I had experience with Ismail with some groups, Iranian groups here for some big event for Iranian, for example, Nowruz and Mehrigan. We have the Ismail can tell about the next right. event for next week.
Yeah. So you said though that you'd been here probably about 7 years.
Yes.
So previously, when you were in Iran,
yes,
did you played in lots of musical groups there as well?
No, just I play guitar for myself, but
right. In the bathroom, right?
No,
I'm just trying to work this out, right? I'm trying to work out what this bathroom did come in.
Dining room and bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes, and I made some songs 17 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, but I lost some song because there was not any social media right now, but. Yeah, but now I'm trying to make another song.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I was in Iran, I just play, you know, in duet thing. I mean, in just two people. But yeah, actually, the Barbet band is my first experience, you know, to joining a group and playing it in a band. And actually, you know, playing the band has some, you know, difficulties, but it has, you know, more advantages. Because, you know, whenever you play with the other guys, you know, you learn from them how to play or, you know, how to do that better.
Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. Ishma?
Oh, yeah. I started when actually I was born, you know. My dad was a musician, he was playing
right.
music. And, yeah, he was playing a Persian kind of music called Ney. That is a... I don't have the talent to play myself, but my dad was singing and playing that, and yeah, from that time I started. And from primary two, I remember I was in groups and bands till now that I'm 40 years old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've played many places in radio, in Iranian TVs.
Have you?
Yeah, right. In too many bands, yeah.
Too many. Too many to mention.
Too many bands.
Right. So people have all been listening to us talk about your kind of background. Should we have a song?
Play a song.
Yeah. Do you want to play a song? So I was going to ask you, because you did mention right at the top of the show, some traditional, some new.
Yes.
So what you're going to play now, is it traditional or is it
it's
new?
It's actually kind of mixture. We are trying to mix the tradition and the new.
Right.
That's why we have guitar and we have all instruments. We're trying to really mix them and make the music.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. What constitutes a traditional piece of music and what constitutes kind of new? Is it only the instruments or is it the kind of structure of it?
Even the structure, actually, because for tradition, like say we have like quarter tone in Persian music.
Yeah.
For this instrument we don't have that, you know. Guitar cannot play the quarter note. We are trying to just play those that don't have the quarter notes, you know, Persian traditional, but those that we can play without quarter notes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see actually in a minute that, you know, how it's going to sound like.
And I'll pretend like I understand the difference and I'll go, yeah, I got it. I picked that up straight away. But, right. So the name of the track that you're playing?
The name of this track is Maho Mahi.
Yeah.
And,
means
fish
and moon.
I like the the poem is about a fish that is talking to a moon, right?
Yeah.
Talking to a moon, and the picture of the moon is on the lake, and he actually loves the moon, but he thinks that he cannot even access it. He can see the picture on the lake, but he's just talking to the picture, you know, to the image of the moon on the lake.
So it's a poem.
It's a poem. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it?
That's about that's what that poem is all about.
Yeah. So it's a traditional poem.
I don't know who has written it.
Don't know. We don't know. Lost in time. Yeah. Lost in time. Right. So anyway,
I'm going to sing that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to play the sting, the live music sting, and we are here with Barbad, and you're on Expanding Horizons, and here we go.
Live, loud, and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
All right, you are back on Expanding Horizons here on Plains FM 96.9 with Cole and Stu and Barbad are in the studio. And you are, guys are rocking it. That was awesome, right? I liked it a lot. I was going to ask you, because while you were playing that, I was thinking about, it sounds like, so you have a poem.
Yeah.
That so I was wondering, traditional kind of Persian music, storytelling, like, yeah. Is that the kind of basis of where a lot of it has come from?
Actually, Persian music is really, you cannot really take it apart from the poem. Music and the poem all together, it's like one thing. Yes, and when we learn the music, we learn the poem with it.
Right, and yes. I was going to ask you, is it designed then, so traditionally, I was wondering, is it designed to tell a story, you know, that you might teach kind of morals or ethics or ideas?
But it's definitely, is included, definitely.
Yeah.
But then recently they are trying to change it because they are getting inspired from Western music. They're trying to, I mean, some musicians in Iran trying to, but I mean, say 100 years ago, probably that was what you said.
Yeah.
It was a story and, yeah.
Because I was wondering, you know, with poetry and all that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds a very romantic, like that song. I know you're talking about the Frog on the Moon, but it sounded a very romantic sound. And I'm not sure if it's to do with the voices or the, you know, the lovely, like, classical guitar that's kind of strumming along has a really warm feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of get an impression in your mind of people playing it out loud, you know, in open areas.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of on warm nights and those kinds of things. I don't know if I'm in the right zone there or I've got it wrong.
Definitely you are. I mean, for me, it's really, I want to... Sorry, I'm just talking, you can't talk.
No. Yeah, yeah. They're all happy. You're doing all the legwork, mate. Don't worry.
For me, one of the things I read, because I grew up with Persian music, so I have the feelings with Persian music. But when we play the Persian music, because this is a common... It's a language, you know. It's a language that you can understand. I want to know what you understand from what we play. But what you said, the image actually you just, you know, explained, is exactly what I can understand from this. This means that we really understand each other with the language of music.
Yeah, there was a whole warmth. That's what I was getting across. And then it was, I could just in my head see people, you know, like listening to it or children dancing, you know, sitting outside. Maybe exactly, drinking, you know, coffees and eating their meals and all that kind of stuff while that was being played. And, it has that whole warm kind of feel to it. Yeah. So you were saying then about the poetry or about the stories. So with tradition, so the traditional maybe is the ones that keep getting played and everyone kind of, I guess, if you're in a band or you're a solo or a duet, people cover, there's standard ones, I guess, that people cover, right? So people go along and you do this one and everyone goes, oh, they're doing that one. So, but with the new ones then, so are you writing, you know, as a band, do you write new ones together?
So far, actually, we haven't, but Muhammad actually has some ideas. He said, he's going to probably write some for us, but I haven't, because I learned the music traditionally, not in university. You know, we say...
Yeah.
In Farsi, we say from to heart to heart. You know, So I learned it that way. But I don't know the science of music that much. I definitely know a little bit, but I'm not a scientist.
Okay. So writing...
or knowledge of... I mean, because Liam is a student in the University of...
So are you classically trained then, Liam?
Well, I wouldn't say that. No.
Oh, okay. I did. You can just say yeah and take it if you want.
I've just mostly self-taught. I had a guitar teacher.
Right.
And then for most of these instruments, I'm self-taught, but with the Persian sitar here, I've had, you know, some help from Ismail here, who also plays much better than I can. But
right.
He also needs to play percussion.
So I was going to say, I mean, three quarters of you growing up in Iran, it was probably a lot what you heard in your childhood, in your homes, television, just out in the culture. Liam, how did you come to it from Christchurch?
Well, as I said before, the internet, you know, YouTube.
Oh, is that how you came across... On Persian music.
Persian music, yeah.
Right.
Just YouTube, really.
But you must have had something that drew you to it, did you?
In playing guitar, I would like to try and experiment with different, world musics on guitar. I did quite a bit of Spanish and flamenco.
And can I ask a question?
Oh, hey, you take the show over, Mike. Yeah, for sure.
What Iranian music do you like?
Was that $1 million question? That's the tricky question. You ask the hard ones, I'll just keep the easy ones going.
Yeah, well, I would just sort of, you know, surf through YouTube, and I'd mostly listen to, like, the instrumental traditional stuff, obviously Mohammad Reza Shajarian.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And oh, of course. That was my next question. Have you been listening to him?
You know him.
No,
and Mohammad Reza Lotfi. And,
yeah.
And but often with YouTube, you know, it's just autoplay. Just you just sort of listen, and you might not necessarily take notice of all the artists, but I'd definitely listen to a lot of traditional Persian stuff, as well as you know, like Turkish and Arabic and you know, Mediterranean stuff. It's all interconnected. So
I was just going to ask you then: is there a lot of crossover? Because you were talking about mixing different styles just before, like with flamenco. So there's obviously parts where you can go, oh, we can put a bit of that in there from, you know, different style.
Actually, my main interest really in being in this group is really having Leon with us, because he's really across all those different instruments of different countries. When I can mix that one, you know, probably we are playing some Afghan music, we will actually do that. Or I can sing with a Spanish, you know, key. These are the main interests that I'm actually being in this group for me. And very interesting that when we are in this group, we are three of us, we are from Iran, doing traditional music. But when we are choosing a song, for me, I'm really cautious that music should be very traditional enough that Liam can like it.
Right.
I don't really want to go very Western, because I know Liam, he is actually Western, he's in a Western country, but he is interested in traditional
right.
music.
And you're saying that, like, I was just going to say, the three of you come from Iran, different areas, same areas, because why I'm thinking then is different styles, different, you know, if you're from different areas, you obviously one person will go, oh, this, I listen to a lot of this, but in different areas, maybe different groups or different... You know, cultural groups have different styles of play, don't they?
Yeah, actually, in Iran, different locations in geographically, they are different. If you go to south, musics are really similar to Arabic music.
Right.
If you go to north, it's really like near, you know, the Turkish, near Turkey.
The Mediterranean north, kind of, yeah.
Really near to each border really changes the music to the country that is beside it, like Turkish, Afghan, Pakistan, Indian, you know, really in southwest is we are really similar to like Indian music.
Right.
I'm from north, and all music is a bit different.
So the north is a bit warmer, is that right? If it's up near no?
Yeah, actually it's colder. Warm is at the south.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to get that wrong. I knew I'd get it wrong. But then, I mean. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for geography there. Collins 101 geography. But the other bit I was going to ask there, instruments change?
Definitely.
From region to
lots
region?
Of instruments. If you go traditional, they are really different. From south, they have their own music, their own instruments. I'm trying to import actually some of them here. We don't have any of them. I couldn't find any.
That's what I was going to ask, Lynn, when you were talking about all the different guitars or, you know, stringed instruments that you had. I wondered how you could get them. It's not like you can just go down to the local music shop and we've got a run of them.
Yeah, I've used eBay for a few instruments. Some instruments I've bought on travels overseas. Some instruments I have bought in Christchurch. There's a shop just down the road, Gandharvaloka, which sell some world instruments.
Right.
Mostly eBay.
Right. Okay.
Well,
I was just going to say, you know, we can talk and talk and talk, but people are going to go, can you just shut up, Colin, and let's hear them play again.
We need some more.
We need some more. Yeah. While Colin assesses his geography issues. So what's the next song, and what's the kind of basis of the song? Yeah, why don't you tell us? Sign languaging to each other.
The next song is name is Harira Sabs. Our substance green, and Harir, I think it's some kind of, you know, the fire. It means the green fire. And it's from one of the, you know, best pop singers in Iran named Ebi. So we want to now cover that song. And so
just while they're getting themselves ready, when you say popular right now,
the
pop singer.
But, you know, this singer, Ebi, I think he sings from maybe 40 years ago till now. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But yeah, actually, he's one of the best, you know, singers in Iran.
Right.
Actually, not in Iran, in U.S. But yeah.
After
after
who?
Yeah.
Mohsen Chawrishi.
No.
He's his favorite.
Another singer.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to hit the live music experience, and then we're going to hear Barbad. All right, hang on.
Live, loud, and simply awesome.
بی تو بیا کنارم زیر تاب مهتاب آتش ببازیم به نسیم دریا غزل برقصیم تا طلوع فردا بیا کنارم ساقه بهاره فرش برگ و فولک ستاره خمار شعرم میشکنه پیش تو عجب شرابی نفس تو داره گل بهارم در انتظارم حریق سبزی بیا کنارم
Content approved by Lexia.
All right, you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. You are with Stu and Cole, and in the studio we have Barbad, who are absolutely doing a wonderful. That was a great song. I was going to ask you, is that kind of a love song? Because it had a kind of lovish feel. It is? Yeah.
We always do love songs.
Oh, all right. Oh, sorry.
Everything's a love song for you, Cole, as well.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, when you're singing your harmonies around the chorus, and I was thinking how lovely that sounded, you know. I was thinking.
I get some Morricone tones from that, too.
That's, oh, do you?
Yeah. Westerns. Someone riding away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Like in a Western movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the poem is about inviting someone come and, you know, explaining what we're going to do when you're here. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, inviting someone to come and visit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how cool is that? Yeah. That is completely awesome. Yeah.
That's what I picked up on.
Yeah. Stu knew that straight away, right? I was going to ask you then, because just before, while we were doing a little tuning and all that kind of stuff, you were mentioning that the artist has toured Australia quite a lot.
Yes.
Well, and sells out around the world. And we were saying, or you were telling me, like in Australia, quite a big Iranian community, population. Yeah. So not so much here in New Zealand, or just not in Christchurch? Or
in Christchurch, I think we are around 500 Iranians.
Right.
Yeah. But probably for him, it's not really that big.
He's not going to make enough money coming. Yeah, it's a long way, right? Yeah, it's a long way from...
But when it comes to Australia, you can just get a train.
Get a train. Yeah, I don't know about that train.
Yeah.
Just shoot over. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, because even it doesn't really probably worth that do a concert for 500.
Because, I was going to ask you then, so playing live, I had two questions really. Firstly, do you do a lot of playing live, and if you do, where? And the other is about recording, whether you record. So if we just do the playing live part, where do you play? You know, is it community functions or, yes, you know, festivals and that kind
yes.
of thing?
Yes, actually we are pretty new. This group, probably 3-4 months actually, right?
Yeah.
We are practicing
together.
Yeah. We're not really old.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
We're actually planning all of that, planning recordings and probably if we can. And we are getting members, and the aim is we get members from other countries, you know, we have as Afghan, we have Leon with us that plays everything. And we are interested to get even Turkish members and from Arab countries, get some members that we can mix all this music and, you know, find like a common, you know, language. And
so would you go from being a 4-piece to maybe a 6 or?
Yes. Yeah. We want to really slow. We don't want to really just add because it's not easy to practice with.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you then. Yeah.
If we can, we just add test. If it works, then make it a permanent member. We play on the functions. We play in a university.
Yeah, international fashion show.
Fashion show.
Fashion show.
Get out. Really? How good was that?
That was really good.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Maybe more than 15 countries. Some of the dancers, Liam played for another group in that Indonesian one. So it was a really good
show. So how did you get that? How did you get that gig? How did people find out and kind of get?
I'm playing for 5 years here, so for people they know if they want, I normally get an invitation for any multicultural event. Someone will find me to invite.
Track you down on Facebook.
Iranian musician. If you want Iranian music.
The go-to Iranian musician, is that right? Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask you then. Facebook.
We have a group. Yeah, we have actually a Facebook page now. And we have an Instagram page as well.
Instagram as well. Yes. So people, is it just Barbad? Or
Barbad Ensemble.
Ensemble, right. Yeah. And people can check you out there.
Yes.
And
just follow us.
You just follow you. And when we were talking about, the musician and his 40-odd year career, I bet he's got an Instagram or a Facebook page that's enormous. And when he would have started his career, he wouldn't have had any of that, right? And now he's probably, you were just talking about, people hunt you down, kind of look you out to try and get you to do shows and gigs kind of.
Yeah, definitely. This is not our main job. For us, is like after work is like.
Oh, okay,
And I've been actually for me for many years the same. I'm not really seriously. I really love it. I can't live without it. But I have my family, my work. So that's the reason we haven't. But this Barbad group is so far the most serious group that I made.
Right.
Yeah. That is really serious. We bought it like a sound system at home. So we're practicing every week. We have some visions for it. So
and that's the other thing I was going to say to you with, just with the four of you, all with your own lives outside of the band. It's hard, isn't it? I think at times to, get that hour or whatever you need a week to kind of practice, you know. And I was going to say to you, when you do have your practices, does someone, you know, come along and go, hey, look, I've got this, should we try this? And or I've just found this, or I've just heard this, and is something new? Or
in that fashion show, actually, yeah, four of us, we had performance, and there was Afghan girl actually performing after us.
Right.
And I just met her when she was just walking. I said, can you sing? I just asked her, because I knew there's like a very famous Afghan song. I said, can you sing this? And she said, yes. I said, can you come and test with us? She came and tested with us. And actually, she's busy today. Otherwise, yeah. She could be here.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 How awesome is that?
Yeah. Easy.
Just easy. Yeah, yeah. Next week sure. We had her in our band.
You just say.
Open, yeah, actually, be open to all of the, you know, countries, you know, as you told. Because, you know, as far as we expand our band, so we expand our listeners.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, that's true, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is so good. That is so good. And I had another question. Oh, yeah. So recording. So now I know you've just said 2 to 4 months, but are you thinking about recording?
Yeah, we thought, Muhammad, he wanted to, be because, yeah, can you just explain?
Yes. I'm trying to make a melody for one song now, and in the future I want to share with group, because it is very basic now.
Right.
And yeah.
And yeah, we thought actually to go to Central Library. What is the name? Tauranga?
Tauranga.
Yeah, Tauranga has a recording.
yes, yeah. It's free.
That's what actually, yeah, it's free. Yeah. We can go and record there. I mean, that is in the plan.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's the other thing as well, isn't it? Like we were just talking about practice, but it's getting the four of you kind of, you know, away from your busy lives to do this just for that amount of time, isn't it? You know, I mean, you're under the pressure to write or create that melody and that song that you want, and then you've got to practice it, and then everyone's got to be there, and then everyone's got to be there. It's a big ask, right, when you're busy people and this is not your full-time kind of occupation, you know? And I get that, yeah. Hey, I was just thinking, I'm always worried about the time's going to slip away and we're not going to play enough music. Mm-hmm. So, because people will be like, oh, Colin, just shut up. So we're going to have another. Have you got something else?
We have a couple. We need to decide.
Ice flower.
Right, so does someone just want to tell us a little? Oh, 1 minute? Yep.
Yeah, this is a rock music. Are you recording? Yeah, this is a rock music from an Iranian rock song here. Rock singer, sorry.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Around 50 years ago, 40 or 50 years ago, and his first song that actually sold like 3-4 million, like 50 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing, right? Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's a whole load of records, right, to sell, you know. And
especially like the time that there is not like media like now, and you could sell this, you will actually see this music. And after that, many of the musicians after, they actually been inspired, they use this song sometimes, some of even the recent famous singers in US they use it.
You're right. So I'm just going to play the sting and then we'll get ready.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
3, 2, 1. میونه دوتو چشمون قشنگت لونه کرده شب تو موهای سیاهت خونه کرده دوتو چشمون سیاهت مثل شب سیاهی های دو چشمت مثل غمهای منه وقتی بغض از مژه هم پایین میاد بارون میشه صد غمها بادی و ویرونه کرده
میبره دو تا چشمو برونه شبونه کرده بهار از دستای من پر زد و رفت گل یخ توی دلم جوونه کرده تو اتاقم دارم از تنهایی آتیش میگیرم ای شکوفه توی این زمونه کرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت و صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوونه کرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت و صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوونه کرده
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
All right, you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole. And in the studio today we have Barbad. And they are giving us a range of music from Persia, traditional music from Persia, mixed with a little bit of flamenco, mixed with a little bit of something else, all thrown in for a very heady brew of wonderful. I tell you.
We want to keep it going, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say one quick thing, Stu, but just because I'm trying to get them to play another song here, if that's all right. But I defy anyone to not be listening to this and to be listening to this and not dancing, right? Because if this does not get your feet tapping and your hips swaying, I tell you, you're dead.
And also motivated to book. Book them up.
Yeah, yes, and we'll talk about
for your
that.
Next fashion event.
For your next fashion event, yeah, that'd be cool. right.
Otherwise.
So we got another. You've got another song up your sleeve, lads.
Yeah. We actually have a couple.
Oh, good. Yeah. Two would be great.
Yeah, we can play that Afghan song. Yeah, Soweto is not with us today, but probably I will try to sing.
Okay.
I will try to sing.
No worries. Is this the one you were mentioning before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, that'll be great.
It's a famous Afghan song, and because of like recent things happened to Afghanistan, we really wanted to have, because I think we are one nation, but two countries.
Right.
Yes, because we have same language, different accent. I cannot do the accent that they do, but I will try.
The same language though, right?
Just we have the same language, but a little bit of
variation.
Kiwi accent and American accent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, but same words and everything.
Right, everyone's getting the capos on. Oh, we got a Liam's got the. That is a crazy looking guitar going thing over there. That is amazing, right?
I don't know how you even start to describe that.
No.
That's cool.
An Afghan rubab, and this is what I'm borrowing off a friend of mine. So it's a traditional Afghan instrument.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad that we're playing this track because it was good that you got to get it out of the case.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Here's the sting.
Live, loud, and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Oh,
خوشیان گشتم خانه به خانه گشتم بی تو همیشه باغم شانه به شانه گشتم عشق یگانه من از تو نشانه من بی تو نمک ندارد شعر و ترانه من سرزمین من خسته خسته از جفای سرزمین من بی سرود و بی صدای سرزمین من دردمند و بی دوای
on Plains FM 96.9.
That's right. You are back on Expanding Horizons with Stu and Cole and Barbad. The band are here in the studio. And you just cracked out two back-to-back there, lads. So thank you very much for that. That, amazing.
I could listen to that over and over.
Oh, I tell you what, wonderful. I don't know if you... If your accent was perfect, but it sounded wonderful, right? Yeah. And is that,
that the... That was a love song too?
I know it, right? I could tell, like, the harmonies in there was just lovely, right? It was just wonderful. And the... Is it the Barbat, did you say, Liam?
Rabab.
Sorry. Wonderful. How good was that, right? Just... Wow, I could imagine this big open spaces when I was listening to you in the intro, you know, when, you know, oh my gosh, it was wonderful. Yeah, definitely a love song. I definitely get that.
This love song is love of the country.
Right.
Especially now, as I said, because of what happened in Afghanistan. This music is popular because there's, like, you know, is a lot of pain.
Mm. Yeah.
Thinking about your country.
That is a wonderful song, a wonderful song. Hey, Stu, we are almost to the end, aren't we?
Here we are.
Which it always happens, right? I said to you two, and then we've only got one.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, guys, come back in again,
yeah, please,
will
please,
you?
Please.
Come back in and play some more. And you know, when you've got your new melody going, Mahmood, or whatever you've got, you know, or just come back in for a chat and just play some more because it is wonderful, you know. So thank you very much for coming on our show.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And people should check you out on Facebook. So Barbad Ensemble on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
follow us.
Yeah, follow. Yeah, make sure you don't just check them out. Follow them as well. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to get a financial career out of people following them. That's good. All power to you, man. Mm. But thanks very much for coming in. We appreciate it. It's been wonderful. And Stu, there's another show.
That's right. And flown by.
Yeah, yep. It's probably time then that people got up
and got down
and got outside.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay, see you. Bye.